Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Jiste. The Center Chagasan Public Organization, CCPO, has served an ultimatum to the Deputy Commissioner of Peck District, accusing KKB Company of negligence in maintaining the two-lane Fitzroy Peck Road via Sakraba. CCPO President Vesopa Nakro, in a letter to the DC, said that despite government funds for 4 to 5 years of upkeep, the contractor had failed to carry out proper repairs. The organization cited landslides blocking sections of the road, clogged drains, collapsed retaining walls, sinking stretches, widespread cracks and damage from private quarrying. A report.
Alleging poor workmanship and lack of machinery deployment, CCPO noted that even basic jungle clearance along the road had been neglected. It demanded urgent repair of collapsed structures, proper treatment of sinking areas, thorough clearance of landslide debris, and completion of pending works. The organization further warned that if the contractor fails to act before 31st of October, ahead of the maintenance periods, and on November 13, it would be compelled to react with heavy actions. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
U.S. scientists Mary E. Brunko and Fred Ramsdale, along with Japan's Shimon Sakaguchi, have been awarded the 2025 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the groundbreaking discovery on peripheral immune tolerance. The scientists discovered how the immune system protects us from thousands of different microbes trying to invade our bodies. A report.
Announced by the Nobel Committee yesterday at a ceremony in Stockholm, Sweden, the trio were honored for identifying regulatory T cells, key components that prevent the immune system from attacking the body's own tissue. This discovery has paved the way for a new treatment in autoimmune diseases, cancer, and organ transplantation. Their work is now infusing clinical trials and therapeutic strategies worldwide, with hopes of significantly improving patient outcomes in a range of immune related conditions. The prize worth 11 million Swedish kronor will be shared equally among the three laureates. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
An economy with strong agriculture, industry and services sectors, Maharashtra is set to gain significantly from the recent GST reforms. The new GST reform is a major relief for Maharashtra's farmers, craftsmen and small businesses. Under the revamped tax structure, many goods in the state will now attract just 5% GST instead of the earlier 12% tax slab, making them more affordable. In the state's sugar belt, refined sugar will become 6-7% cheaper, directly benefiting over 50 lakh sugarcane farmers and 2 lakh mill workers. In coastal and Konkan regions, fishermen stand to gain from reduced GST on processed fish and marine products. The textile and craft sectors, including Ichal Karinji, Solapur and Paithan, along with Kolhapuri chapels, Warli paintings and Paithani saris, will also see greater market competitiveness under the new rates. The fourth edition of the WEN Bazaar, organized by the Women Entrepreneurs Network Naglin WEN, under the theme Creating a Sustainable Networking Space for Women Entrepreneurs, concluded successfully at City Square Chumukedima. The three-day event brought together over 100 women-led enterprises from across Naglin, drawing more than 10,000 visitors and generating approximately 70 lakh rupees in revenue and marking a major milestone in the growing potential of women entrepreneurs in the state. During the event, on-the-spot registration for Food Safety and Standards Authority of India and Udyam were felicitated in partnership with Raising and Accelerating MSME Performance under the Department of Industries and Commerce, Naglin. WEN Bazaar is an annual event aimed to accelerate women's economic empowerment, advise business literacy, encourage continuous learning and innovation, build strategic networks and collaborations, and celebrate indigenous talent and creativity. The Deputy Commissioner Newland has issued a traffic advisory to facilitate ongoing construction work along the stretch between Rengmapani Junction and Zuheshe Huzulhu Junction. We have a report.
Vehicular movements on this route will remain temporarily closed from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. effective today until October 11. During this period, all vehicles and commuters are advised to take the Rengmapani Hovuku Hezulho route as an alternative. The Deputy Commissioner has requested all commuters to take note of this restriction and plan their travel accordingly. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and heavy rain, very likely at isolated places across districts of Nagaland today. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.